T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joe Biden is looking to score his first primary victory tomorrow in the South Carolina primary.
CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett joins us. Major, this has been a good week for Joe Biden. Can the former VP pull it off tomorrow?
So it's been the best week he's had so far. There's no question about it. And it looks like, if the polls are correct, there's been a lot of volatility in this race, but if the polls are correct, he's looking for possibly a double-digit victory. That would certainly be helpful in South Carolina. But the harsh reality for former Vice President Biden is, then what's next? Do you rack up big victories on Super Tuesday? Perhaps South Carolina gives him a springboard of momentum through some of those southern states, Alabama, possibly Texas, though I'm very doubtful about that, maybe Arkansas, Oklahoma, but where else? What is your second act after your first victory? That's going to be the big challenge for the Biden campaign.
And Bernie Sanders is telling everyone that the establishment is nervous, and there's a lot of talk about maybe some establishment figures in the party and what they may be willing to do to try and slow Bernie down, if not stop him.
Well, you know, the establishment is a great word. It's a great slogan. It's a great motivator, certainly for Sanders supporters, but it is atrophied to almost a point of irrelevance in both major parties. The establishment didn't stop Donald Trump, didn't even really try, but when it did try, it was bowled over. And if Bernie Sanders is going to be this revolutionary type figure within the Democratic Party, and he certainly has the fundraising and the grassroots support to suggest he might be that kind of figure, the establishment, as it is not going to be able to stop it. What may stop it is opposition research or questions about his own positions on policy, his past rhetoric, or things about his health. There's some very key questions about Bernie Sanders' health in relationship to his heart attack that have yet to be asked and answered. There's a reason lots of candidates are staying in this race, even though their path to the nomination looks at the moment to be nearly non-existent. You have to ask yourself, why are they staying? Maybe they're staying because they suspect there's a shooter drop that might change this race fundamentally. Don't know, not predicting, but you got to ask yourself, why are they sticking and staying? That may be one reason.
Major, what do you have planned for the takeout tonight?
It's a tough conversation. New Yorkers will understand some of the dimensions of it quite acutely. Hawk Newsom, who is the chairman of Black Lives Matter Greater New York, is our guest. We were in the Bronx at the Lit Bar, the only privately owned bookstore in all the Bronx, and had a conversation about policing, the history of what he considers to be white oppression in this country. Like I say, it's a tough, raw, confrontational conversation, but it's a voice we thought was worth listening to.
A very outer borough move for you, Major, if I may
say. Yes, indeed.
Good for you.
Trying to mix it up a bit.
Major Garrett, thank you, as always.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.